Hi, I'm Howard Dayton. You know, when we faithfully apply one of God's financial principles, we can expect the Lord to help us.
More about that principle in just one moment. Hi, I'm Steve Moore. Coming up, we'll answer your questions about the journey to true financial freedom, including a few you've asked about spending plans. Your questions, comments, concerns, and conundrums always welcome. 1-800-525-7000 or heyhoward@crown.org. Stay with us for Money Matters from Crown Financial Ministries.
In 2 Kings chapter 4, starting at verse 1, we read, well, it's a really poignant story about a widow. She was threatened with losing her children to her creditor because of some debt. So she went to the prophet Elisha and asked for help. And Elisha asked her, what do you have in your house? And she said, well, nothing except a jar of oil. So he told her to borrow a bunch of empty jars from her neighbors, then go into her home and begin pouring that little amount of oil that she had into the jars. And that's exactly what she did. And the Lord multiplied her small amount of oil until all the jars were filled. She then sold the oil, paid her debts, freed her children, and lived on the rest. You know, when it comes to handling our money and possessions, God has a role and we have a role. The widow's role was to ask advice from a godly person, go around the neighborhood and ask her friends for a lot of empty jars. Then she had to pour the oil into the jars. And finally, she had to carefully manage it. She first paid off her debts, and then she lived on what was left. Those were her responsibilities. God's role was to perform a miracle. He's the one that multiplied the oil so she could get out of debt and not lose her children. And you know, I've been thinking a lot about this lately. Many people fall into one extreme or another. They either believe that God does it all, and all they have to do is nothing. They simply wait for a financial miracle falling out of the sky. They don't have to work. They don't have to do anything on their part. Or then there's the other extreme. Those folks think it's all up to them. They don't really believe that the Lord can supernaturally intervene in their finances. They think there is no possibility of God providing a miracle. But what we clearly see demonstrated in the Bible is that God has a part, and you and I, we have a part. We're to be faithful to work. We're to be faithful to handle money as wisely as we can. God's role is to provide. And in my experience, sometimes He can be very, very creative in how He chooses to do just that. So remember, God has a part, and you have a part.
Good reminder, Howard. You know, God really will and does answer prayer, but so often in today's economy, in today's world, at least the Western world, we just don't give Him a chance. We whip out the credit card or make a phone call or try to handle it ourselves.
That's right, Steve.
You're listening to Money Matters. Your host, Howard Dayton. I'm Steve Moore. Back with your phone calls after this.
Academic Films presents How to Budget Your Money. When you cash your hard-earned paycheck, take the cash and separate it into paper envelopes, one for each spending category, one envelope for food, one for gasoline, one for the rent, and so on.
It would be nice if you could still use all cash and paper envelopes to budget. You'd always know how much was left in each category just by looking in the envelope. But nowadays, your life's a little too complicated for that. You may spend using cash, checks, credit cards, and automatic bank drafts all in the same day. That's why today you have Crown Envelopes online. Envelopes pulls in your transactions from your credit card and bank accounts daily so you can easily separate them into the right spending categories. With just a click of your mouse, Crown Envelopes helps you avoid overspending. And since it's online, you can access it from the office, from home, or anywhere. Stay in control of your money with Crown Envelopes. Right now, you can try it free for a full month. Just visit crown.org.
Like to send an email question to Howard Dayton? Just write to heyhoward@crown.org. We might even use your question on the air. heyhoward@crown.org.
Welcome back to Money Matters. I'm Howard Dayton along with Steve Moore. And Steve, do you have any gifts to return this year?
Yeah, I have a couple.
Into the one I gave you? Or?
I don't want to hurt anyone's feelings, so I'm just trying to be a good steward. Better you return them for something you can use as opposed to putting them in the bottom drawer, which is already full. So,
well, I expect to see that pink, yellow, green, blue, purple tie that I gave you someday.
Yeah, it's very prismatic. If you want to take some phone
calls,
let's
do it.
Alrighty. Let's begin by going to Fenelton, Pennsylvania. Cheryl, listening to our friends at WORD.
Cheryl, thanks so much for waiting for so long. How could we help you today?
Hi, Howard. I have a question about a work-related accident my husband had. He was burned on 45% of his body, and he's been getting workman's comp, but I'm not sure in the situation we're in if I should be tithing on that or what. He's in an induced coma, so I can't talk to him about it. So I thought I'd turn to you guys and find out what I should actually be doing with this.
Yes, Cheryl. Tell me just a little bit more about the accident itself.
He was at work and in the garage working by himself, so no one really knows, but all we know is a 55-gallon steel drum exploded. Mm. It was supposed to have used motor oil in it, and that's not supposed to be explosive. He was using torches near it, and so something set it off. We don't know. And he said he was awake when it happened. He said he was thrown into the garage door and gouged his above his eyebrow.
Oh boy!
And but the guys at work think that he was thrown up into the air when the drum exploded.
Oh my!
And he's basically burnt from the waist down the whole way. His hands, back of his hands, were burnt some. His face got a little bit, and his elbow. But from the waist up, he's basically healed right now. They're just having a difficulty with his lower legs where the burns were the worst, where he's burned down to the bone.
Boy, it's a miracle that he survived it, it sounds. We will certainly, Cheryl, be praying for you all.
Thanks.
You know, it's got to be a very, very challenging time to go through. In terms of tithing, giving on what you receive, workers' compensation or really anything, if people have donated gifts or whatnot.
Right.
You know, my view is we should tithe. We should give on the money that we do receive. Proverbs 3, verses 9 and 10. Honor the Lord from your wealth, from the first of your increase. And that would be essentially regardless of the source of the income. You know, it's a way to express our love, a way to express our gratitude to the Lord, and certainly in your husband's case, a way to express gratitude for his surviving this very traumatic event. So I would encourage you to tithe off of that. How long will the workers' compensation last? Is the company going to help with any long-term financial needs?
I haven't heard on that part of it yet. I, you know, haven't gone there because I just figured it will be for as long as he's in the hospital at least. They're saying, you know, recovery may be up to 2 years before
you
go back to work. The nice thing is he works at a gas company, so they're filling my gas tank for me to go back and forth to the hospital.
Well, that is kind of a, but I would just encourage you. I'd get some really good counsel because injury this severe, you know, there's going to be long-term issues that he has to deal with from a physical perspective, and you just want to make sure that those are covered one way or the other.
Right.
So I'd get some good counsel from folks.
Okay.
Okay. All hey, right. Thank you, Cheryl, and we sure will be praying for you.
Thanks.
God bless you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Inwood, West Virginia. Paul, good to have you with us on the program. What's on your mind?
Hey, Howard, Steve, how are you guys?
We're doing great. Thanks for calling.
Just a quick question. I'm a single dad raising two kids, and every time I think I got a budget set or I'm a little bit ahead, something happens.
Yes.
I need to get ahead. I'm angry because I feel like I'm letting God down every time that happens.
Well, let me say this first of all. Don't feel as if you're letting the Lord down. I mean, He cares for us. That's the reason, Paul, why He gave us the 2,350 verses in the Bible to help us handle money wisely. He knows absolutely the best way for us to handle money. And that's why he wants to help us financially. Tell me, up to this point, what have you done to try to budget well?
Sit down and write down what bills I have on a piece of paper and try to live by that. It doesn't really allow me to put that much money away. But most recently, I had a couple hundred dollars saved, and then both of my kids needed eyeglasses. So I
yes.
wiped out what I had saved and then some.
Well,
it's always that way.
That's why on the Crown Money Map that we encourage folks at Destination 1, there are 7 destinations on the Crown Money Map, and Destination 1 is to work towards saving $1,000 for emergencies, those events that happen that are outside of our budget, because as you've experienced, emergencies happen. They just do happen. It's part of life. So I wouldn't feel badly about that at all. What I would do is, particularly if you're new at starting a budget and trying to stay on it, I've learned, Paul, that it's really helpful when you start a budget to have a buddy. And what I mean by a buddy is somebody who's experienced, has been using a budget, can sit down with you, encourage you, share their insights, what they've learned, sometimes ask hard questions. You know, do you really need to spend this? And in a gracious way, just help you stay on track. I love Proverbs 27, verse 17. It says, as iron sharpens iron, so one man sharpens another. And it just really helps us to have somebody in our life who's experienced in this area that can help us. And so I would encourage you, Paul, I would ask around at church if there's somebody that you respect who's been using a budget a long time who can help mentor you in this process. You know, I would ask them to do that. If you can't find anybody, we've got Crown Coaches. They're volunteers who help people get on and stay on a budget and answer questions and just encourage us. And that person, I'm not sure if we've got anybody in the Inwood area, but if not, we could have somebody do that online. Or if we can find somebody in that area, that's who we'd provide for you.
Oh, that'd be wonderful.
Paul, do you have a good grasp of what God says about handling money?
Not really. I'm kind of new to reading the Bible and new to being a Christian.
Oh, fantastic. Well, I'm excited that you're new to knowing the Lord. That's phenomenal. Let me suggest 2 things. We have a Saturday seminar. We do it around the country. It's called The Journey to True Financial Freedom, and I'd love for you to go to one of these as our guest. So you stay on the line, and we'll link you up with a seminar, Lord willing, close to where you live. And also, I want to send you my new book, Your Money Map. Because it really is God's way to handle money. And I just, again, I'm just thrilled that you've come to know the Lord.
Mm. Paul, we're going to load you up with several resources, see if we can find a coach in your area and perhaps a weekend seminar as well. And then if you follow the principles in Howard's book, we trust that God will lead you down the path where ultimately you're going to be a bit more financially free than you are today, okay?
Thank you guys so much, and God bless you.
Okay,
thanks, Paul.
Appreciate your call.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You know, we often talk about single parents in this broadcast, and typically it's, you know, a single mom we're thinking of. But there are lots of single dads out there with their children, and they're having the same struggles.
Absolutely, Steve. And I'll tell you, to be honest with you, I mean, when I hear that someone has recently met Christ, I mean, my heart just leaps. That is so exciting for Paul and you know, even as a single parent, his life's going to change for the best because Christ's in it.
Let's squeeze in one more. I think we can do that. 1-800-525-7000, our number now to Miramar, Florida, WTLN, and let's chat with Karen.
Karen, thanks for calling.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great. What's on your heart today?
I have a major decision to make. I would like to move back home to my homeland in the Caribbean.
Where is that in the Caribbean?
Jamaica.
Oh, good. Okay. Great.
And I just wanted to know if I should sell my property here or take a line of credit here, pay off my debts, rent my property, and go back.
Will you be permanently moving back to Jamaica?
Yes, but with the with the possibility or I can come back, you know, go back and forth, but it's going to be a permanent move.
Okay. All right. Well, if it's permanent, Karen, what I would do is I would sell the home for this reason. It's really, really hard to be what I call a long-distance absentee landlord.
Okay.
You know, there's just all kind of problems that can occur unless you have somebody that you know personally who is a really, really good tenant and is going to stay there for a long, long time. It typically makes sense to go ahead and sell the home. Do you have some equity in the home?
Yes, I have equity in the home.
Do you have enough to pay off all your debts?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah, to me that makes a lot of sense to go ahead, sell the home, pay off the debts, and then with the remaining equity, use that to purchase a home in Jamaica. What are the housing costs in Jamaica?
The home that I live in now, it may be with $14-15 million Jamaican dollars.
Oh, wow.
Yes. That's my next thing. Do I want to carry a mortgage that high?
Right. Well,
or
it may
do I just want to rent in Jamaica and keep my home here?
That or rent in Jamaica and take the money and invest it.
Okay.
Where you can be producing an income. You know, I would, yes. Again, if you're going to be permanently in Jamaica, my instinct would be to go ahead and sell the house, and then I would, you know, I hear you. It's a lot of money. I mean, housing is expensive to own in Jamaica, so it probably makes sense to rent. Take what's left over, invest it so that can grow.
Yes.
Karen, we on this broadcast, obviously it doesn't happen all the time, but on this broadcast we hear so many nightmare stories of people who live in one location and have renters in another location, and that's here in the U.S. When you're in another country altogether, you know, there's just the possibility of problems and stress. Unless you have someone there in Miramar who can watch over the property for you, that might be a possibility.
That might be a possibility. My other question to you is, I am working on a time frame here. I would like to do this next month, early January.
Wow.
It's highly unlikely I'm going to get my property sold. Do I, in the meantime, take a line of credit and pay up my bills and leave until the property is sold?
If you're going to put the house on the market right away, I wouldn't bother going through the line of credit. I would just go ahead and, even if I had to continue paying your other debts, go ahead and do that. But I would not go through a line of credit.
Okay.
Okay, Karen?
Yes, thank you so much
taking
my call.
I sure appreciate your call.
Yes, and thanks for helping everybody.
All right. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, she has some large decisions to make there, and obviously we would encourage Karen to bathe all of that in prayer.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, this is obviously the time of year when we're still thinking a lot about giving, and while you're in that mode, would you consider giving to Crown Financial Ministries? If this radio broadcast, if this ministry has ever been a blessing to you, obviously you've heard that we've been a blessing to many others through the many testimonies that you hear on this program. We are a not-for-profit organization, and we do not exist without the generous and faithful support of God's people. So if you'd like to know more about supporting Crown Financial Ministries at this time of year, it's still tax deductible for a tax year 2006, call 1-800-722-1976 or visit us online, crown.org.
And I would say this, Steve, if you'd like to learn more about Crown, go to our website, crown.org, and click on the celebration video. It's just a terrific video that really describes everything that Crown does. Well, coming up, we've got your Hey Howard emails, including a question about spending plans. We'll get to them when Money Matters returns.
This is Ed.
Hello.
Ed's moving into your house. You see, Ed is your own personal live-in financial expert to help you manage your money and guide you to success. He even has good table manners.
Hey, thanks.
But if you'd prefer, there is another solution that doesn't require a spare bedroom. The new Crown Money Map financial software. It will guide you in creating a realistic budget. Set custom reminders so you never miss another payment. Import transactions from your bank account, monitor investments, and much more. But what really sets the Crown Money Map financial software apart is that it goes beyond financial management and actually helps to lead you toward success with recommended budget guidelines, financial advice, and quick access to online tools. It's kind of like having your own personal live-in financial expert, and you don't even have to feed it. Achieve your financial goals and make your life easier with the Crown Money Map financial software. Order online at crown.org or call 800-722-1976.
More Money Matters Now. I'm Howard Dayton along with Steve Moore, and it's a new year that starts on Monday. So now's really a good time to be thinking about a spending plan. You know, our grandparents used to call it a budget. And if you haven't yet used a spending plan, 2007 would be a great time to start. And Steve, I think our first Hey Howard email question from somebody who's just in that same position.
Yes, it is. This is from Shauna in Pierre, South Dakota. Hey Howard, I feel as though we don't have enough money to even make a budget. However, I've heard you say that people like us need a budget. How do you make a budget if you don't have enough for the necessary bills?
Yes, Shauna, you're exactly right. A budget or a spending plan simply helps you to make the best use of your limited funds. And the more limited your funds, the more you need to use one. A spending plan helps you figure out the best way to use every dollar. And you know, without a spending plan, you just keep going in the hole deeper every single month, which will make your long-term situation even more difficult financially. And if you don't have enough money to pay your bills, the spending plan will help you figure out exactly what are the best options for you.
Here's one from Mariola. Hey, Howard, my husband and I are expecting our first baby next year, and we're curious about what we need to do to prepare.
Well, congratulations on the new arrival who's coming soon. There are several things you can do to prepare. First, what you need to do is check with your health insurance coverage and then save up any insurance co-payments that you're going to be responsible for. Then what I recommend is that you talk to a friend or two who've recently had babies, find out what additional expenses you can expect so that you can save for those as well. And lastly, adjust your 2007 spending plan to reflect that extra mouth you're going to have to feed.
And get some extra sleep well in advance.
That's a really good idea.
Right. Hey, Howard, our church has made a lot of purchases in the last couple of years, and its reserves are down to about $20,000. The church's annual budget is $200,000. How much should a church have in a savings reserve?
Really good question. I recommend that a church have a similar reserve or emergency saving fund as an individual. And at Destination 3, you might remember on the Crown Money Map, we recommend that an individual has 3 months' living expenses saved. So that's the same minimum amount that I'd recommend for a church. A reserve for a church, you know, really helps even out the changes in monthly cash flow. If you have lower income or higher expenses, it's really helpful. It also gives the church the ability to participate in things like helping those who are victims of a natural disaster, or if an unusual missionary opportunity presents itself, you can get it funded.
And let's finish with this one. Hey, Howard, my minister says it's written in the Bible that men should handle all family finances. Is that true? Should I hand over the reins to my husband?
Well, I'm not sure exactly where that is in the Bible. I've read it pretty carefully. It doesn't say that anywhere. Maybe he's referring to passages regarding husbands serving their wives, which could, I think, be interpreted to mean that the man handles the family's finances. However, the decision of who handles the books is a matter of personal choice within the family itself. And it's generally best to let that task fall to the spouse who's more detailed, more disciplined, whether it's the husband or the wife, then together develop the spending plan and meet regularly to review the finances together.
Good advice. And we'll have more of your email questions on Friday if there's something you'd like to ask about your own personal journey to true financial freedom, and we trust that's where you're headed. Write to heyhoward@crown.org. Again, heyhoward@crown.org.
Well, tomorrow we're going to take a look at why your view of money is a life or death issue, plus the situation the poor are facing worldwide and how Crown plans to respond to it in this new year. I know you'll be interested.
Hey, thanks so much for being with us today. I'm Steve Moore.
And I'm Howard Dayton. And I sure hope you can join us again tomorrow as together we take another step on the journey to true financial freedom. That's on Money Matters from Crown Financial Ministries.